Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Oh, my. Okay, Jody Hatch. What am I? I'm about? I haven't got a clue. Why would you ask
something? All right, look, it's an open-ended question that
exactly.
Starts off the interview.
Okay, well, moved to Fort McMurray when I was 2 years old, 1978. Come here from Northwest Territories for the nice weather. and I've lived here pretty much since, on and off. Moved out to BC for a few years in my teens. And then in 2018, I left for a while, and I came back in November.
Yeah.
And now I'm working here at the golf course, or ski hill.
Ski hill, because there is a golf course.
Slash golf course.
Because it's
wrong season.
That's right. When you were growing up here, this was only a golf or a ski hill.
Oh, yeah.
Not a golf course, not the hanging from trees thing.
No.
Not the skate park, not the mini putt.
No, it didn't have the tubing. Didn't have a chairlift.
Didn't have a chairlift. T-bar. Oh.
I loved it.
I hated the T-bar. As a skier, awesome. T-bars are fine.
Yeah.
Enjoyable. As a snowboarder, oh, they're the worst. I hate them. They're awkward. They're awkward.
Need a little bit of talent in there, right?
Yeah. I am lacking talent in that department for sure. Are you a skier or a snowboarder, though?
I used to ski. I haven't been on skis in years.
Here's the thing. I was just chatting with one of your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
So many people that work here at Vista Ridge don't utilize the ski hill.
I know. It's a shame.
That is a shame.
Yeah.
What's it going to take to get you on skis?
A miracle.
That's hilarious. So we've spoken a little bit because we've been here.
Yeah.
What was it like growing up in Fort McMurray back in the day for you?
It was fun. You knew everybody, and if you didn't know them, you knew of them.
That's right.
So it was quite... as a teen... Our favorite thing was to drive up and down Franklin over and over again.
Okay.
But there was only two streetlights.
Yeah.
Back then, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you went to comp, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so you're like Tanner. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Yep. You guys are tough.
Well, I grew up in Abasan, so.
Okay.
And then I bought my dad's house, so my childhood home, I bought it. And then my son went to comp.
Nice.
So you could just walk down the hill.
Yeah. Abasan's a nice spot. I grew up in Abasan until I was 5. Amberwood Court is where I was.
That's...
deeper down.
Yeah.
If you come up the hill, you take a left-hand turn, you pass the school, and then you're over there.
Yeah.
And then my parents moved, where they still live to this day, to Dickensfield.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's where I really grew up, because I don't remember much from 0 to 5.
Yeah.
But I do know, when I was like, Mom, Dad, can I go hang out downtown? They're just like, nope, you're not crossing that bridge.
Oh.
And so
okay,
not alone. And I remember when I got old enough to, sneak on the bus and take it downtown, I was just like...
Yeah.
Yeah, downtown's a different scene. I like it. But, downtown Fort McMurray, I found when I grew up here, there wasn't really that much trouble you could get into.
No.
You know what I mean?
Not like it is now.
No, and the cops all knew you, too. So, they knew of your parents. I remember I thought I got away with something with the cop one time. I was sweet. Got away with it. And then I, got home, an hour later, and my dad was just like, bah, 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 yelling at me. I'm like, first off, how did you know?
Yeah, I will correct that.
Yeah, and then he was silly enough to tell me, the cop called. I'm like, okay, well, now I know what cops I'm going to get, ratted out for, but it was a different community back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Everybody knew everybody.
Mm. And so you
had like 3 booms since then.
That's right. Oh, completely right. Different. Like when you moved here, the population must have been like 20,000, give or take.
Oh, that was 2.
Yeah, that's right. You wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
And so you didn't start going to Compo. What was your elementary school that you went to?
I went to French Wagons up in Absan. It's the French school now.
Yeah.
And then Greeley Road up in Gregoire.
Oh, okay.
I was only there for a year, and then I moved.
Okay.
That's when I spent some time in BC with my mom.
Okay. And did you ever go from BC? You come from up north, though. Have you ever spent any time up north?
No, I haven't been there since we moved.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't even know if the town is still there, because I was born in Hay River, but moved to Pine Point. Lived in Pine Point.
Okay.
And I think it's just like concrete pads now, stuff like that.
Yeah, things change. Oh, yeah. And so when you went to BC, where in BC were you hanging out?
Barkerville.
I don't even know where that is. What part of BC is that?
Quesnel.
Okay, I've heard of
Quesnel.
There. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you head 85 kilometers into the bush, and that's where I lived.
You're a small town girl.
Oh, yeah.
You don't, like, everywhere you go is small town. Like, Fort McMurray's probably big at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, because I have a place in Athabasca for the summer. I have my fifth wheel out there. Mm-hmm. And I basically, for the last 3 summers, I've lived there the whole summer. And I've worked at the golf course out there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So in your fifth wheel, how far from civilization are you? Like, who's your closest neighbor?
Oh, well, actually, so I've got like a 2-acre lot. And I have a really good friend on one side.
Yeah.
And then my ex-in-laws on the other side.
Okay.
And then I got a friend. So we all have 2-acre lots. So
nice.
There's that.
So you do have like a large amount of separation from...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
People.
Oh, yeah. And then probably 15 kilometers out of Athabasca.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with all of this quiet, what do you do with your downtime?
Just enjoy the peace and quiet.
You just sit there. Because I have a buddy.
No.
Like, yeah. See, this is what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying.
I like to go for walks, and then I put on, like, shorts and a tank top and go through the bush so I can just, like, rip myself apart with thistles and that.
Yeah.
I'm always puttering, doing something. I have a golf cart, and
yeah,
then I have a quad. And then go for walks with my dog.
Yeah.
And that.
Nice. And
just enjoy it. Like, the deers are always through the yard, and lots of birds, and just relax. Yep.
That's awesome.
Sometimes I set up my pool if I have time for it.
Yeah. Because, like, you're a very social person. Like, we come up here, we've had conversations, like, nonstop.
Oh, yeah.
So it's interesting to me that somebody who is so social and very good at it,
mm-hmm,
has that form of seclusion where you would not have this type of interaction at all, because you're a minimum of 2 acres, let's be realistic, 2.5 to 4 acres away from a person.
Yeah.
You're not just bumping into somebody on a random Monday if you don't want to. So, like,
I love it.
It's so interesting. Like, so how do you deal with not being able to talk to anybody for so long?
Quite well. I do. I enjoy my peace. Like,
yeah.
I do love to be sociable, mm-hmm, obviously, you've noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no, my peace and quiet, that's my sanctuary.
Nice.
Right? Like, I need people, but I also need no people.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you're out there, are you listening to music at all, or is it just nature you're listening to?
Well, I do listen to music. I will put it onto the speakers outside, but
mm-hmm,
nah, for the most part, I'm thinking about something.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe listen to a podcast sometimes if I start a job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Maybe the Mac City Morning Show now. you'll listen to yourself back.
Oh,
you probably won't.
No.
You probably won't.
No, I hate my voice, actually.
Yeah.
Really? I've heard it played back, and I'm like, that's what I sound like?
No, well, you sound very nice for one, and everybody, when they hear their voice back, sounds differently.
Yeah.
Because I know I have to hear my voice back all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different when you watch yourself back, though.
Oh, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. So if you watch this and listen, it's not as weird. You want to hear what's really weird? Mm-hmm. So I live my life like this, like you, personal perspective,
yeah.
right? But then sometimes I have to edit the content that I film. So yeah. now I get to look at my life from that perspective. It's real weird.
That would be, actually.
Yeah, and I didn't know about it at first, like for years. I just went along just editing videos, didn't think about it, until this guy was just like, don't you think it's weird that you get to see your life in a different perspective and like revisit something that you got to do before, and now it's I just can't stop thinking about it.
He made you internalize your life.
Yeah, yeah. And so I go out of my way not to edit videos anymore because, like, it's a weird thing to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Food for thought.
That's interesting, yeah. I've done a few videos before, and, yeah, looking at it, it's odd.
Yeah, especially, like, it's one of those things for me... Like, I guess if you did it once in a while, but, like, because I do it so often,
yeah.
I used to literally edit a video of myself every single day. So then it got like, yeah, this is kind of perplexing. So I try not to edit myself anymore if I don't have to.
No, because you're probably more critical than other people as well. Like,
and I'm
I
bored.
Would be anyways. What?
And I'm bored. I already lived it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm just like, I remember this conversation. I don't want to revisit
it's like the
it.
Movie Groundhog Day.
Yeah,
right?
That's exactly
on
it.
And on.
Speaking of Groundhog Day, I'm used to him doing that. Tanner just tapped his watch. That means we're out of time.
Uh-huh.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So I have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
What?
Yeah, shameless shout out or plug to anybody, anything. Like a shout out. You know, like, hey, big shout out to Mom or Ray Ray or like Vista Ridge or whatever. We've had people shout out cars.
You're going to be editing.
We don't edit anything. So anything you're about to shout out, that's what's going in the episode.
Well, you didn't give me any warning. I got nothing.
You don't have anybody or anything to shout out?
A shout out to my son.
There you go.
He's awesome. He's works out at site, but he's going back to school to upgrade his education. He's just an awesome boy.
There you go.
Sorry. Man.
Man, I was just going to correct you, but you did it first.
He'll be 29 in February.
There
so
you go. What day in February?
22nd.
Oh, I'm the 25th. He's pretty close enough. He's awesome.
My sister's 22nd, and I have a niece that's 22nd as well.
All on the 22nd?
Yeah.
Wild. Yeah. Well, so there you go.
So you don't forget, right?
There you go. See, that was a good show. Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Do appreciate all of your ongoing support. Thank you to everybody at home who's watching. Really do appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a nice day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.